We're on the web at usaradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, here we go. Thanks for joining us, folks. We are back again. Another hour of the best in money information. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, sitting in, of course, as usual, with Professor Plum. Here with me here in studio, standing by to take your calls and your emails. We're going to get started with a discussion on what you may have heard. This came up in a workshop, and I don't remember where, but it was fairly recent, within the last month or so. People asking about these things called hybrid annuities. Now, these come up every so often, marketing terms. Hybrid annuities, it sounds like something the Earth Sciences Department came up with, right? Or maybe something the insurance company's marketing department thought of. Either way, they're out there, and you need to know what they are, because we try to separate what's right from what's not right. Hybrid annuities, do they look, feel, and sound like some of the fixed annuity products or the fixed index annuity products that are out there? Could be. Why is that? Well, we're going to discuss. was that just a slip? Discussed? We will have disgust amongst ourselves and amongst all of you coming up. I'm not disgusted by it. I'm just saying that the marketing terms tend to be a little over the top, but every company's marketing goes over the top, right? You got to figure that they're deceiving you in some way. Anyway, we'll talk about that. You can call us right now with your money questions. Our number, 877-PLANNER. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER. Or if you prefer to write these things out, you can send us an email at wealthed.com. You just click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and we'll get your question right here in the studio. We'd love to talk to you. You can watch us online on TV networks across the country, and if we were on every radio station in America, you'd hear us on more than 15,000 of them. So, of course, there's no escaping us and no excuse not to get in touch with us. Professor Plum, certified financial planner here, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. If you want to talk with the Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, their number, 800-644-1150. You need to call the Brain Trust, check with the advisors, give them your situation, make sure you're on the right path to retirement. Again, off air, 800-644-1150. 50. Don't try to do this stuff on your own, folks. It is not, it's difficult. It's complicated. You need the guidance and the advice of a Brain Trust advisor. So call them off air at that number, 800-644-1150. More quickly than that, you call us here in studio on the air, 877-PLANNER. Got all the lines open right now for you at the top of the show. Anything you see here on this program that you need explanation on, or anything you haven't heard, something that's bothering you, something that's on your mind with regard to your money, do you have the right product? Are you being recommended something? Do you need to know if you can retire, get there from here? Do you need to know when to take your Social Security? All of that stuff. We will answer those questions. Anything at all, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So marketing is really what it's all about, Professor Plum. Every company has to market themselves. If you watch TV commercials at all.
I try not to.
Well, yeah, but
thanks
if you've seen them.
DVRs are wonderful.
If you've seen them, and whatever they're telling you, reading ads. See, to me, I look at it, I dismiss a good 40% of it.
Only 40?
Yeah, right off the bat. And then as I watch, I start to think, well, what's real and what's not? I mean, you got to figure. They're going to tell you stuff, try to get you to call, come in, and that kind of thing. And this is where this whole idea of hybrid annuities come from. Now, of course, we've heard of annuities. They've been around for...
And there are lots of different types of annuities.
Yes, there are. But when I hear something like a hybrid annuity, I think, well, wait a minute now. Somebody must have devised a whole different type of product. This is something different. So I think I need to take a look at this. First of all, let's just talk about this. A hybrid annuity, if you look at it, to me, it looks just like a fixed index annuity.
Well, what is a hybrid? A hybrid is a cross between two different things. And so what they're saying a hybrid annuity is a cross between two different types of annuities. A hybrid annuity, in the way that they're marketing it out there, is a combination of a deferred annuity, a deferred fixed indexed annuity, and an income annuity, an annuity that makes a payout to you. So one of them is a deferred and one of them is a payout, and they've melded them together in the same contract so that you can have the fixed index cash value side of it and the income guarantee. And that's all it is. Now, why do they only use it when they're talking, use the term hybrid annuity when they're talking about the fixed index annuity? You can have a deferred variable annuity with a guaranteed income rider on it as well. They do basically the same thing. The only difference between the variable annuity with the income rider and the fixed index annuity with the income rider is what's happening with the cash value. So why don't they market the variable annuities as a hybrid annuity as well? Because it's still the same thing. It's a deferred annuity with an income rider. Index annuity with an income rider, variable annuity with an income rider. What's the difference, and why don't they market the second category as a hybrid annuity? Well, for one reason, they're not allowed to.
What do you mean they're not allowed to? It's because it's a security.
It's governed by security rules and security laws. And there's only so many things you can do to change the terminology that you use when you talk about a variable annuity as a security. It is a security. It's registered. You know, you have to be licensed to sell securities to do it. You're registered, and you have to be overseen by FINRA and all these other areas. That doesn't happen on the index side. So they can call it whatever the heck they want. They just have to watch out for the state insurance commissioners, who really don't do much about it. And as long as that's not a big deal, they can basically say anything they want, it seems like. It just seems that they can make stuff up all they want. So they've been marketing the hybrid annuity, which is a fixed index annuity with a rider on it that allows for a guaranteed income to be paid out, even if the cash value goes to zero. And that's the whole key. The thing is, do you need it? What should you be using for it? And the question isn't that, is this a bad product? It's a product. Is this product a right for you?
So it's a product that's been around for a long time now.
Well, the index annuities first hit the markets back about 95, about 21 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the income riders started hitting around the beginning of the millennium, about 2000, 2001, mm-hmm. But those were all on variable annuity contracts. And it wasn't until later that they started hitting on the fixed indexed annuity contracts. And then after 2008, when the variable annuities and anything that was market related took a fairly sizable downturn, they really started pushing the safe money alternative index annuities and index annuities with the riders as the hybrid annuities going forward, because a lot of people just don't like to lose money. I mean, who does, right? So these are the areas that they really started to gain popularity is in the last 10 years.
Okay, so what's the reason for taking something that's been around for a little while and now just giving it a new name? Were they not selling these things? Were people
It's easier to sell it when you have a classy, a wonderful name. I mean,
you mean like hybrid annuities opposed to fixed index annuity? I guess I don't understand that.
Yes, I mean to some degree, yes. Now, back in when they first started doing this, these weren't called fixed index annuities.
They were equity.
Finally,
index annuities.
The insurance industry did make a stink about it and say, yes, you can't call them equity index annuities. You have to call them fixed index annuities, FIA, not EIA. And the reason for that is it is a fixed annuity. It is not an equity investment. It is not a security. You are not investing in the market itself. You're investing in a fixed product, a fixed guaranteed annuity from an insurance company, where the interest that they're going to pay you is based on some movement of an index, but you are not anywhere near that index. And the reality is, even though they say you're going to get, and that you don't hear this quite as much as you used to, equity-like returns with no risk. Well, what's equity like? I saw some in 2013 where the S&P was up very nicely. I mean, 13 was a pretty good year. And some of these equity indexed annuities only paid 2, 3, 4%. Well, 2, 3, 4% compared to what the market did that year is not equity-like to me. Maybe, but that's all a matter of opinion. So what should you expect? Now, are they horrible, horrible products? No, they're fine for some people. For a very conservative investor who's more worried about the income than anything else, they can work very well. If you're in a situation where you want to buy a pension, where you want to have more fixed income, we know that as an investor, we tend to be less likely to sell out of our actual equity type investments, our actual volatile investments. We tend to hang in there longer if we have enough income from other sources that can't change to make it through the downturn that we had. You know, in 2008, if we had plenty of pension, Social Security, and other direct income sources where we didn't have to worry about the market falling apart, we were less likely to sell. That doesn't mean you didn't sell. It just means you were less likely to than if you had to rely on that market investment to provide your income for the rest of your life. And so having a direct income source can make a lot of sense. Now the question is, how do you go about doing it? And there are times where the fixed index annuity with the lifetime income benefit can actually work out in your favor because they do have what they call these roll-ups, these automatic step-ups. Yeah. But that is not a guaranteed rate of return. They market it like you can misunderstand it to be a guaranteed rate of return, but it's not a guaranteed rate of return.
Yeah, that's an important point. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about how these things are marketed. Hybrid annuities, fixed index annuities with the writer. We're going to tell you exactly what they are, how they're being marketed, and some of the problems with the marketing. We're going to clear up some of the confusion, I hope. All right, 877-PLANNER, you've got questions on anything at all. Lines are open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Taking your calls, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of these annuity products, how they're marketed, why you need to be careful about what you're being told, and why wealth education, not just wealth education, but education in general, about any financial product is key. It's important. It's paramount to understanding, because that way you know what you're getting. And you know that the tool that you're being pitched is the right tool for the job. So we're going to take some calls. We got some folks on hold. I want to ask us about some of these. 877-PLANNER, once again, our number, PLANNER. Let's go next to Ray in Houston, Texas. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty warm over here in Houston.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's odd. Go ahead.
Yeah, you wouldn't find that in the summertime.
Yeah.
Well, what I've got, gentlemen, and I've been listening to y'all quite a while, and I appreciate your show, a fantastic show.
Thank
you. I'm a little over 59 years old, 59 and a third. And I'm looking at I have a fixed annuity with a company that essentially is earning 3% a year.
Okay.
And at 59 and a half, I have the option, since it is a Roth, but I changed it over to a Roth in 2010. So I met the 5-year requirement. And I'm looking at a payout. I talked with them yesterday, and the payout looks like I'm going to have to live an extra 20-plus years to get this $26,000 more or less taken care of. My other option was, do I just take the $26,000 at 59 and a half, and what kind of tax implications would that present on my income?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the annuity. You've had this annuity for some time now. It's just a straight fixed annuity, right?
Okay.
And it is currently paying a worst-case scenario of 3%.
That's correct.
Okay, so if you need fixed guaranteed money in your portfolio somewhere, this isn't the worst thing in the world to have. Now, the other side of it is it's inside of a Roth. You've had the Roth for at least 5 years. You're going to be 59 and a half in 3 or 4 months. Two things are happening. You can move this contract anywhere you want inside the Roth IRA, and it won't be taxable at all because it's inside the Roth IRA. And once you get to 59 and a half, you can take any amount of money out of your Roth IRA, and it won't be taxable because it's coming from a Roth IRA that's more than 5 years old, and you're 59 and a half. So the taxes are not going to be the issue. The issue is, do you want to have a guaranteed 3% account in your Roth IRA? Now, generally, if it was in your traditional IRA, I'd say that's a pretty good idea. I don't necessarily like it in the Roth, but that depends on what else is going on in your life. So a 3% guarantee is hard to get right now. And so you don't have to annuitize it.
Right.
You can just, leave it at the 3%. So the question is, when might you need to start taking money out of or want to start taking money out of this Roth IRA.
Yep. And that was my concern was if I annuitized it at what I plan to retire at age 66.7, which would be full retirement, Social Security, it would take me 20-plus years to get all the money back.
Well, annuitizing, it's probably not the best deal.
Yeah, so the deal was, since it's in a Roth, I've got, you know, some certain things I may either like to pay off, or I could take it and invest it in some other entity that I could use down the line when I get retired.
Mm-hmm. Right, but any annuity is going to have about a 20-year reasonable break even on a payout fixed guaranteed annuitization. Or not 20-year, but for a 65-year-old-ish, it's going to be about age 85 for it to earn 3% or so. So right. Whether or not, I don't think annuitizing it is the right thing. The question is, do you keep it because of the 3% guarantee that you can't get anywhere else right now?
Right. Well, and there's, you know, a couple of things just to see the payoff or work on so that when I get ready to retire, I don't have one, a truck note, or two, a house note.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game plan. And also, I've got a pension from another company that comes in monthly. I've got another annuity with another company that's going to mature at 61, which approximately, you know, probably annuitize that and start drawing that 300 plus out a month. Since it does not allow for a life to my wife, so I'm going to probably just take it and either pull it out and invest it or start paying off bills so when I get ready to retire.
Where's the other annuity?
It's with Phoenix.
No, where? Is it in your IRA? Is it your personal money? Is it Roth IRA?
It's in a, essentially it's in a variable annuity with a company that State Farm used to have with Phoenix.
Right, but is it IRA money or is it personal money?
No, I would say it's IRA money if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so any distribution from that IRA is going to be taxable, so that's going to be a taxing event. I would rather keep the 3% guarantee than the variable annuity. That's just me. But I think one of the things you need to do is sit down and say, okay, here is what I have. I have this account, this account, this account, these investments within these accounts, and here's what I would really like to accomplish both, you know, over the next 4 or 5 years, 6 years between now and retirement, and then for retirement, and create the most efficient use of the monies. I got to tell you, I like the 3% guarantee. I don't necessarily want to get rid of it. I do not like annuitizing annuities at this point, especially not for somebody as young as yourself. If you were 75, 80, the annuitization may make more sense. So I don't like the idea of annuitizing it. Luckily, both of these contracts that you've talked about are inside of tax-deferred accounts. So it's very easy to be able to move them to anything else, staying inside the IRA or the Roth IRA, and not incur any taxes that you would incur if it were a personal account. Now, we do want to make sure that we're outside the surrender period, because, and it sounds like you've checked into that. The surrender period on the second one we talked about goes away in a couple of years. So it's just a matter of what's the best use. And it may be that surrendering, if you've got a lot of debt that's costing you a lot more than 3%, once you get to 59.5%, it may make some sense to cash in that Roth annuity that's only earning 3% and pay off, you know, high credit card debt, high this debt, you know, something that's costing you a lot more than what this particular investment is giving you. I'd wait until 59.5%, but you know, that's a different issue. But so yeah. Now we just have to look at what's going on.
Yeah, I got the house, which is about $90,000 left at 4.25%, and trucks is about 3%. It's about a wash if I decide to pay it off. Don't open 10 on it. So, you know, there's just things I want to look at.
Right, but you're going to be, Ray, you're going to work for another 6 years.
Right.
The truck you're going to have paid off by the time you retire anyway. So it's a wash one way or the other. I'd rather keep the 3% guarantee, continue making my payments on the truck, have it done before I retire. The house, if I take $26,000 out of my Roth IRA and put it against the house, yeah, it brings it down, but it doesn't pay it off, doesn't change my payment, and instead of being paid off at 70, I may get paid off at 68. So I still am going to carry, you know, I'd have to look at what my payments are and how long I'm going to carry it anyway. If I could pay it all the way off, that's one thing, but I can't. So I'm less likely to say, let's take it out of there. But it's just a matter of, let's see what's the most efficient use of money. Like I said before, I'm biased. I like that 3% guarantee.
Right. My concern was if I annuitized it, it would take.
Well, don't annuitize it.
Yeah, I tell you what, Ray, I got to take a break. If you want to hang on and talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break, we can talk to you about more about annuitizing. That's another good point. If you have some more questions, too, we'll be happy to talk to you on the other side. Just got to step down for a moment for the news and whatever else here. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Just a couple of lines open, but get them now. We're talking to you about anything that's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand,
Call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
All right, 877 Planner, PLANNER. Hey, some great questions so far. You want to get on board, ask your money question. You can get on board right now. We've got some lines open, 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. All right, so I want to clear up some things here. We answered all of Ray's questions, which is good. He asked some really good questions, and he asked some questions that I think a lot of people would probably not even know to ask, Professor Plum. One of the things that you told Ray, we'll reset his situation here briefly, but what you had said to him was that you wouldn't annuitize. Let's reset what Ray's situation is, and let's explain what we mean by that.
Well, he has an older fixed annuity, and some of the older fixed annuities that were issued, you know, years ago when interest rates were a little bit higher, had minimum. They all have minimum guaranteed interest rates. In today's world, the minimum guaranteed interest rate is zero or one, if you're lucky. But back, 10 years ago, the minimum interest rate was like 3%. Some of them still have 4% minimum guaranteed interest rates. It's a guaranteed account.
It's a floor, right?
And the interest rate floor is 3%. In his contract, it was 3%. I've seen some still that are 4. So basically, at this point, now that the surrender charges are over, the surrender period has gone by, it's a liquid 3% account. I got to tell you, I kind of like that for some safe money because it is insured, or it's guaranteed by the insurance company. Hopefully, it's a good insurance company, well rated, and you're not worried about them going under. But 3% money. Now, he was worried that if he annuitized it, it would take 20 years to break even. Well, annuitizing is not necessarily the best thing for him to do. What that means is he takes his cash value and he says, okay, I've got this cash value that's currently paying me 3% a year. I'm going to take this cash value and tell the insurance company, that's your money now. You pay me a monthly payment for as long as I live. And if I live to be 175, you keep paying.
That's called annuitizing.
And if I die, 2 days later, you keep it. There is no cash value left at this point. I'm trading in this cash value for a guaranteed stream of payments. That's actually the oldest definition of an annuity, buying a stream of payments. But the interest rates on those stream of payments are, well, you can't really tell what the interest rate is until you know how long you're going to receive the payments.
Well, you can calculate it up to this point and figure out what you've gotten, but it's
Once you annuitize it,
yes,
how much you're going to earn on that chunk of money that you turned over to the insurance company all depends on how long the payments continue. Now, there's different ways to set up the payments. A single life only. And that way, if you live a really long time, you'll do okay. If you don't live very long, the insurance company did very well because they got to keep the money. You can set up for your life and your spouse's life. So as long as either one of you are alive, the payment continues. You can set it up for a specific period of time. Now, if it's set up for what they call term certain, a specific period of time, now we can calculate what the interest rate is because we know all the variables involved. We know how much money you put up. We know what the payment is. We know how long it's going to last. And we know that the future value is zero. So we can calculate what your actual rate of return is. But unless you can tell me when the payment stops, it's very difficult to understand. So we can look at normal life expectancy. We can look at your expected life expectancy, what kind of a rate of return that you might receive from your cash value. But remember, you're also getting a guarantee. So you don't expect to be earning huge sums of interest on a guaranteed account, especially in today's world. And when they write insurance contracts, annuity contracts, All annuity contracts have guaranteed annuitization rates in them. They say, if you annuitize it at these ages, these are the dollar amounts that you will receive based on, you know, per $1,000 that you're applying to the annuitization. But the insurance companies also make those as pretty bad for you as you possibly could. So it's unlikely that most people will annuitize at the rates within the contract. Usually current rates are better. So actually buying a new annuity may in some cases be better with the new current annuitization rates. Although today's rates, not so good. But you don't have to annuitize it. This is a deferred annuity. This is a fixed deferred annuity. It's like a CD kind of, except for instead of a bank issuing it and having it backed by the FDIC, it's an insurance company that issues it, pays interest, and the insurance company backs it up. But that's what it is. And it just grows. It's tax deferred, but it's in a Roth in this case. You don't have to annuitize it. I like the idea of the 3%. He's got $26,000 there. If he needs $5,000, once he's 59 and a half, boom, call up and get $5,000. It's your money. In the meantime, it earns 3% until you need the money.
Right. Okay. So there are two things you can do with it. Once the surrender period is over and all that, once it becomes liquid, as you said, it can sit there and continue to earn whatever interest it's earning.
And in his case, it's guaranteed to earn 3%.
And you like that more. Or
in today's world,
right,
I like that.
In today's world, of course. Now, or you can say, here, the money is gone. You keep the money and just start paying me off.
Right.
For as long as I live.
I don't like that because that means I better live a really long time, because I do think that he's 59. I think that between now and even his normal mortality, and hopefully he lives a lot longer than that, I think that over the next 30 years, 25 years, interest rates may go up from where they are today. And so I don't want to lock in at the worst case scenario.
Right. So let's say they do. Now he's getting a guaranteed 3%.
Well, if it ever goes to a point where he can get 4, he moves it then.
So then he would take it off of that 3 and he can go to a 4.
And so this one will probably stay at 3 for quite a while, even if it goes back to new rates being 4 or 5, because the insurance company's been paying out dearly for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
More than they've been earning, maybe. But he wants to potentially use some of the money to pay off existing debt before he retires. And I understand that totally. But he's going to work for another, call it 6 years, maybe 7 years. One of the things he was going to pay off with was his truck. The interest rate on the truck was 3%. The earnings rate inside the Roth IRA is 3%. While he's working and the payment is not an issue, I'd rather make the payment from the current cash flow that he has from his job than from the retirement accounts that should be there, hopefully, for after he leaves employment. And I would expect that it's going to be paid off within the next 6-7 years. Hopefully it didn't go out longer than that.
No, I would assume probably within 5 years.
So I don't really want to take a distribution from my Roth IRA, which is tax-free going forward and all that, just to pay off a debt that it's going to naturally go away before now in retirement anyway. On the other, he was talking about a mortgage. His mortgage is $90,000. He wants to take money out and pay off the mortgage. Well, you can take $26,000, that's what he has in the account, and pay down the mortgage. But that still didn't change a payment. So he's going to be making the same payment for the next couple of years, you know, for however long it takes to get rid of the rest of the payment anyway. If he had said, I have enough money to wipe it out, I'd be more likely to side with him on that side, although I still may not do it. But
His loan was like 4.5%.
4.5%.
So, you know, in theory, you're earning a little bit more. But on the other hand, there goes your potential on the retirement side.
Right. And right now, while he's working, my guess is that while he's working, his income is higher than it will be in retirement. So he's got the ability to continue the payment. So continue to pay it down the way he's doing it down. And then at retirement, if we can get it closer, you know, let this $26,000 grow, bring down the mortgage payment, and while we have the extra cash to be able to do it, and then at retirement, or just before retirement, let's see if we can gather up enough money through this account and some other accounts
and pay it off.
To wipe it out and get rid of the payment totally. Not just reduce the payment schedule, time period, let's get rid of the payment altogether. I think a lot of people make the mistake that they pay down debt with large chunks of money, but they don't get rid of the payment. And so they still go into retirement with the payment.
Okay, so yeah, look at it this way. You have a $2,000 a month payment that's got 10, 12 years, call it 12 years left on it. And you get a huge chunk of money. And you say, okay, I'm going to put it toward this big debt that I owe. Normally it's your house. Well, okay, you still have a $2,000 a month payment, but instead of it being 12 years, maybe you reduced it to 9 years.
Right.
Something like that. It doesn't really help you right now.
And so you're going to go into retirement. If you're doing this like a year or two out from retirement, you're going to go into retirement with a payment anyway. And you're going to go into retirement with a payment during the years when you're the most active and you want to do the most things.
And you're not going to have the chunk of cash that you had.
Right. And so we have to look in what's more important to you. Now, there are times where making big chunks against the mortgage can make some sense, especially if you have a higher balance, obviously, than what he had, and you're looking to refinance it. That really
right.
helps. Get it down, or get it down to a point where you refinance it. I saw this happen the other day. Somebody came into some money where they paid, you know, they had a $220,000 mortgage, and they came into an inheritance of $50,000. They were getting ready to retire in a couple of years. They wanted to get, so that what they do is they took the 50 and put it against the mortgage. Didn't change their payment at all. But then they refinanced to another 30 years. They only had about 18, 20 years left on their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And their payment went way down with the combination of the new, you know, lower balance.
Well, of course.
And even though their interest rate originally was not so bad, it went down even more. Their monthly payment went down dramatically. So when they hit retirement in another year or so, their cash flow is going to be much less, you know, necessary because their payment's a lot less. And they're looking at it like, I'm going to retire at 70. Do I care if my place is paid off at 87 or at 97? Doesn't matter to them.
Hey, you got more cash? That's what's important to you right now.
Maybe it matters to you, but to them, that was the most important thing, was reducing the monthly outflow.
Right. Now, so to bring this back, we got to take a break, but to bring this back to the discussion, I want to reiterate the importance of knowing the difference between annuitizing a contract and just keeping it and allowing it to earn money. Or after the surrender period is over, you can cash it in and do whatever you want with the money. There's a big difference between those two. Okay, we will explain more of this. And if you have questions, hey, we got lines open right now, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here from Lucia Capital Group, taking your calls. The Brain Trust standing by, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This could be another Friday type song, you know? It just makes you want to head eastward, you know what I mean?
And get some Coors beer.
Little Coors. All right. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Got some folks on hold. We're going to get back to the calls right now. Any question you have, we're here to help you out. Let's go to Jeff somewhere in Washington up next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Did the guy go over what I was going to talk to you about? Or?
No, why don't you just give us the lowdown there?
Okay, I turned 55 in December and I retired. I got a pension. Out of that pension, I put through the company, I put $400 a month in for my insurance. I have no bills. I sold a house in Ocean Beach. I used some of that money to buy a place in Baja, and then I moved up to Washington to take care of my elderly mother. I got her house. I've done a lot of work on that. I have no credit cards, no nothing, and I've got an IRA. I had a 401 company. I switched it over, and I've got one stock, and the rest I got $55,000 in cash, and I'm just wondering what's something I can do.
What to do with the cash?
What would you recommend I do? I'm just kind of chilling right now, working my mother's house and taking care of her.
Well, it depends on what you want this IRA to do for you. You're 55, so you can't touch it for another 4.5 years without a penalty. So what is it you've got your cash flow under serious control. When do you think you're going to need to start taking this money out? What is this money for? What is it you want to have this money do for you?
Well, I just want to live I'm a pretty simple guy. I want to live semi-comfortable. I probably take my Social Security at 62. That'll double my income. And, I don't know.
So once you get to 62 and you're taking your Social Security, you have your pension, your Social Security. Do you need any more money from this other source other than unusual events?
I don't think so.
Well, then you can do a lot of things with this money because you can be aggressive with it because it's not going to change your income. Now, where are you going to get the money to live, basically from 59 and a half to 62 before Social Security comes out? Are you going to need to tap into
just what I'm doing now, just my pension.
So you don't need any more than the pension?
Not as of now. I haven't had any. My health is very good. I have never been to the doctor in 55 years, and, you know, I'm basically just giving the insurance company $400 a month so far, but, you know, that can change. But
yeah. We're getting older, Jeff. At 55, we're starting to get into that area where our friends are all getting having issues, and we're looking at ourselves.
I know I've got gray hair now. I don't know why.
Where'd that come from? Yeah, no kidding.
Used to be blonde.
Well, yeah, that's just because of the surfing. But it's a matter of you've got this money. And so instead of just looking at the $55,000, you want to look at the entire picture and say, this money can be used to do something for me. Some of it should stay in cash. Now, whether it's just straight cash or something very safe, you've got 4 years, 4.5 years before you can touch this money without a penalty. So you could potentially put it into something that's illiquid for the next 4 years and then, you know, have the liquidity then. There are lots of things you can do. There are different accounts that can pay X amount of percent, or you could put it into something that potentially grows because you're not going to touch this money for a while. But I wouldn't just go crazy with it, because now is when you're the youngest that you're ever going to be again, and now's when you can actually go out and do some things. Now's when you have the energy to do things. Although you may not be able to go and do a lot while you're taking care of your mom, at some point you may have the opportunity to do a little bit of traveling and you may want to draw it down. So I wouldn't just go take it all and put it into the stock market or anything else or something totally illiquid. But there are some things you can do, but I wouldn't look at just this $55,000 cash position. I'd look at the overall portfolio and try to create some kind of a strategy with the overall portfolio that says, this is what you can do, and here's what you should be doing, and here's what you could be spending if you wanted it, and go from there. But let's take a look at the whole thing. But there are some, you know, you can go into a balanced portfolio with it, which gives you probably a 7 or 8 year time horizon. You might need this money in 4. You could go into some kind of cash, you know, investment that pays, you know, 5 or 6%, but you've got to have a 7, 8, 9 year time horizon with that. So there's different things you can do, but you might have to lock it up a little bit to do it. And I don't know, I want to lock it all the way up.
Right. I got one stock. I got 15,000 in Facebook. That's about as crazy as I got, and then which has done okay. And then the rest, I say, you know, and that's in that IRA, and then the rest is in cash. So, and I'm living on the pension, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I just got to figure out what to do. I just got to figure out what to do with that cash.
Right. Well, like I said, I think it's going to take more than just a couple seconds on the radio here, but there are things you can do. We just have to point out the good points and the bad points. If they're illiquid, you know, here's what they could potentially earn, but you can't really touch the principal for X amount of years. You know, here's the volatility that may or may not happen within it. Here's the potential returns. You know, here's what's going on. And that's what you need to look at. You want to make sure you have enough cash.
I'm the type of guy that doesn't like to lose his money.
Okay. Well, there are things out there that you can work off of on a 4, 5, 3, 5, 6 year time horizon that has downside protection, not a guarantee, but a good downside protection, but upside potential as well. And so that might be something for this, you know, with a 4 or 5 year time horizon. Like I said, you really can't touch this money because it's in an IRA until you're 59 and a half. You're
right.
55 and a half right now. So you got 4 years that you could potentially tie it up a little bit. And so whether you do it for 3 years or 5 years or whatever the case, there are some investments that'll give you some upside movement, interest and things like that, but a downside protection, not guaranteed. I think that may be something to look at.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jeff, I got to take a break here in just a minute for the news. So hold on a second. If you would, we can give you some more information on this. Larry, hang on too, because we're going to get to your call. Just very quickly here, Professor Plum. I mean, he lives a simple life. He's got no debts. He's got it under control. I think he knows what he wants to do. I think he just wants to live the way he's been living.
And he doesn't want to lose money.
And I wouldn't
either.
Or
not much.
Well, no, but this may be an opportunity for him for at least the next 4 or 5 years. He's got to get it. He's got to get the bridge this gap until he can access the money.
Right, because it's in an IRA.
Right.
He turned 55 last December. So he's got a couple more years for that, mm-hmm. to avoid the penalty of the IRA. You don't want to do a 72T or anything like that. You're not going to get anything out of it.
No, no. And if you want to live simply like Jeff, keep it simple. That's what you want to do. All right. Hold on. Larry, we're going to get to your call. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air. 800-644-1150. There's another hour coming up of Bucket Strategy Investing. More of your phone calls coming up. 877-PLANNER.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.